You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a UW professor is teaching a history course that has some students asking more questions about their parents' time growing up. We'll hear more about the class that has parents talking about their generation coming up. First, between now and the November 6th general election, Wisconsin Public Radio has invited candidates who are running in contested races for statewide office and congressional seats to join us for interviews on Central Time and on the morning show. You'll be able to find all of these interviews at wisconsinvote.org. Today, we talked to incumbent Secretary of State Doug La Follette. He's a Democrat running for re-election and is being challenged by Republican businessman Jay Schrader. Secretary of State La Follette, thanks for joining us today.
It's great to be here and talk to all my friends on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Now, you've been Secretary of State for a few decades now. Give us the short pitch of why Wisconsinites should re-elect you to the office.
Well, the important reason is because I understand the office and what's happened to the office. Over the years, two governors have removed important duties from this office and put them under the governor's control. And that was a big mistake for two reasons. We need to have accountability in government, which means duties should not be all located in one place, namely the governor. But more importantly, the duties that were removed, which involve business activities, corporations, trademarks, uniform commercial codes, for example, are located in Secretary of State's offices all across the country. So since they were removed, it's been a problem for Wisconsin. This office still gets calls and emails every day looking for those duties and those activities. So I think it's important for someone like me who understands this to work with the new governor and legislators to restore those important duties to the office of the Secretary of State.
There has been talk over the years of eliminating the office of the Secretary of State completely. It would take a constitutional amendment to do that. What would you say to that idea?
Well, people have spoken on that idea. They've been trying to do that, and this a year earlier, they finally got a referendum on the state treasurer, and the people rejected that overwhelmingly. The people have basically spoken. They want to elect the public officials. They don't want them to be appointed by the governor or someone.
Can you talk about the remaining duties of the Office of Secretary of State and how you've performed at those?
The current duty that we have, which is important, is called an apostille. It's kind of an esoteric thing. It is an international notary process under the Hague Convention. The Hague being a city in the Netherlands, where many years ago all the countries of the world got together and agreed on the process for international transactions. That could be business, it could be students studying abroad, it could be shipping a dead body back to Europe or somewhere. And people come to this office as many as 50 or 70 a day to obtain these documents, which are called the apostilles, so they can be involved in these international transactions.
And talk about how you would go about trying to restore some of the former responsibilities of the Secretary of State to the office under whatever the new set of governor and legislators look like.
Well, I think when the people voted to keep the state treasurer, a number of Republicans said, if we can't get rid of it, let's give it some more important duties like it used to have. And the current state treasurer, the Democrat who's running, her name is Sarah, she wants to restore duties to the state treasurer. And I wish to restore duties to the Secretary of State. So if we're both elected next Tuesday, we're going to work together, I hope, to talk to a new governor. We've got to get a new governor to do this. And legislators, both Republican and Democrat, who agree with the ideas of these important duties being in elected officials.
We're talking to Doug La Follette. He's the incumbent Secretary of State running for re-election as a Democrat in the November elections this year. In a lot of states, the Secretary of State oversees elections in a lot of ways. I think people sometimes come to Wisconsin and are surprised that that isn't what happens here. Is that something you would like to see the Secretary of State play a bigger role in?
I'm glad you asked that question, because my opponents have often said they want to have the election responsibility given to the Secretary of State. It's never been there since I've been Secretary of State for almost 40 years. We have an independent election commission. It used to be retired judges and we should return to that idea. Because here's what happens if you have an elected partisan person as Secretary of State. Look what happened in Florida a few years ago. Look what happened in Ohio. And right now, look what's happening in Georgia and Kansas, where elected Secretary of States are messing around with the election. We don't want that in Wisconsin. We need to keep it as an independent board of hopefully retired judges.
One of the former responsibilities, I think you mentioned this one, of the office was licensing of corporations. Now, is this just sort of a formality? It doesn't matter who does it? Or is there a significant difference if it's done by the Secretary of State versus a cabinet official under the governor's authority?
The significant difference is people finding where to do that. If people wish to do business in Wisconsin, they often come to the Secretary of State because that's where these responsibilities are located all across the country. So if Wisconsin wants to be like the rest of the country, if we really want to be open for business, those duties need to be with the Secretary of State.
As Secretary of State, I think you serve on a couple of boards in the state with some authority there. Can you talk about that part of the job?
Yeah, I serve on only one board. It's called the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands, and we manage about 75,000 acres of land, mostly in northern Wisconsin. It's what's left over from the original federal grant when we became a state and the federal government said, okay, this land belongs to Wisconsin. Most of that land was sold for good farmland, etc. But we have a trust fund of over $1 billion, and that money is used to provide loans to schools and municipalities. Most states give the money away, but we kept it. It was a very good idea. And we loan that money, as I said, to schools and municipalities. They pay interest. Then every year we give that interest to the school public libraries. Last year we gave them a check for more than $30 million. And I think it's important to fight to protect that trust fund for the children in Wisconsin.
We have races, high-profile races for governor, U.S. Senate, attorney general, congressional races around the state. The Secretary of State race may not be front and center in people's minds. Can you make the case that people should pay attention to who wins this job?
Well, yes, I think it's important because some of the candidates in the past, and my current opponent, to my knowledge, has ideas that don't make any sense for this office, including having election responsibilities. So I think having someone would have the experience and the responsibility that I have elected this office is quite important, so I can work with the state treasurer and with the new governor to do what needs to be done to make Wisconsin competitive with the rest of the country. Now, this is not about Doug LaFalla. It's about the Secretary of State's office and Wisconsin into the future.
Apart from the actual legal responsibilities of the Secretary of State, do you see an opportunity to use the post as either a bully pulpit or a cheerleading pulpit, some way to use the sort of public authority of that job to make Wisconsin better outside of the direct legal jobs?
Well, yeah, that's a good point and something I've done for years. My background is in science. I'm a scientist and I used to teach environmental science. So I have a great, deep love and appreciation for Wisconsin's environment, our lakes, our streams, our forests. And I have worked for years to help protect them. And in my job as Secretary of State, I've never been afraid to speak out to protect these things. I founded a group. Many years ago, I started a group which is now called Clean Wisconsin. And it's the best environmental group in Wisconsin. They do a great job. And I work with them and other environmental organizations to protect Wisconsin's natural resources.
As we wrap up, do you want to leave listeners with one last message before Election Day?
Well, the message is vote. This is an off year. In non-presidential years like this one, about 500,000 fewer people typically vote, and that's not good for Wisconsin's democratic system. We need to have everyone vote. So vote early, but as a last resort, vote on November 6th. It's very important.
We'll leave it there. Secretary LaFalla, thanks for joining us today.
You're very welcome.
Democrat Doug LaFalla is the incumbent Secretary of State of Wisconsin and is running for re-election on November 6th. Businessman Jay Schrader, the Republican candidate in that race, will join us this time tomorrow. Between now and the November 6th general election, WPR has invited candidates running in contested races for statewide office and congressional seats to join us on Central Time in the Morning Show. You can find all these interviews and learn more about the candidates and races at wisconsinvote.org. Coming up, a history professor is working to close the generation gap by asking students to find out more about the daily lives of their parents growing up. We'll hear more about the History of Your Parents' Generation course coming up on Central Time.